from the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
The Media Group Station, home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through
Getting
me through America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia
page. What high school did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That
stuff. Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add it.
You added that. Yes, you did.
You can be my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Producer Aaron, were you listening to the MRL show yesterday when we were live from the Seacrest Studios for our Secret Santa?
There is a correct answer.
I listen every single day, all the time.
Yeah! Do you know how much money we raised yesterday in honor of the kids with, of course, the help of our awesome MRL show family?
No.
You missed that part?
Well,
a lot of people probably did.
We raised over $153,000. That was your eight. That's when you go, woo.
Woo!
There we go.
Yeah!
I'm pumped.
What an amazing, amazing day. I think the final tally is going to be closer to almost 157 when it's all said and done.
That's what I bet.
That's what it looks like.
The moment we did our last call, I think they got like a $1,500 donation.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so I do believe it's going to be 57.
Thank you guys so much for a record-breaking Secret Santa. There's only one way to celebrate on a Friday morning. Because, Roy, it must be the...
Money.
The money, yeah.
Come on!
Is that what we're doing with all of our donors?
Hey,
rolling one.
Right.
What a huge day. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, by the way, I think you can still donate until tonight. If you want to
keep that number up.
Yeah, if you want to.
What? More throwback music comes your way at 7:50 this morning when we do the legendary Friday free-for-all. Also, we've got two shots for you to win tickets to go to Kissmas Concert 2018, coming up December 13th, Rooftop 210. Why don't we? Sabrina Carpenter, Bryce Vine, they'll all be there. Your tickets at 720 and 820 this morning, right here on the MRL show. Snowmageddon, huh? Is that what's on everybody's mind this morning?
Nothing but snow, snow, snow.
I'm going to D.C. this weekend. Like, I'm not getting back on Sunday, right?
Well, it's just so hard, Loren. Actually, the setup is simple. If the weather system goes further south over Florida and, like, deeper than the panhandle, more snow for us.
Really?
Yes.
The guy said something different for me.
It's obviously pulling the cold air down.
Then. Right. So if the storm moves up, it pushes the cold air up, and then we get warmer temperatures.
He simplified it for the audience. Okay. Because the guy I watched said, right now, if it gets a little bit colder, you're going to get like 5 more inches of snow than what we're predicting.
Well, we're supposed to get rain Saturday and then on Monday. So if it rains on Sunday, the rain will warm things up a little bit.
And by the way, Brad Panovich yesterday, one of our good friends, a chief meteorologist over at WCNC, said it best. It's like there is a 30-mile difference between, like, Concord, where who can see, like, 10 inches of snow, and where I live, which is basically just out the Ballantyne, they can see a trace.
Right.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
That's crazy.
And that's where it sets. That's the rain snow line, they call it.
I feel like it's always, we're always in the brake line.
Mm-hmm.
There was this guy who I'm friends with on Facebook, and he broke down all the different channels weather forecast.
Oh, really?
And they're wildly different.
Oh,
yeah. Like, very different. So, First Warn, which is the NBC one, they're 2 to 4 inches. That's the map we have for Charlotte.
Okay.
Now, of course, and then just so everyone knows, north of Charlotte, you're getting a crap ton of snow.
Right.
I'm not even going to bother with that.
Yeah, Statesville, Hickory.
You're getting it either way.
You guys are, good luck.
Right.
Good luck with you. Okay, so this is just for the Charlotte area. And then
the Piedmont.
The Piedmont. 2 to 4 inches from NBC. And then, I don't even know this news channel, but WFMY.
Okay.
Never heard of them. They got us sitting at 4 to 8 inches. Okay, then we go to WBTV. They got Charlotte sitting at 1 to 3.
Wow, that's real different.
We go to WSOC, and they have us sitting at 3 to 6 inches.
It's like WFMY is not even in our city.
Yeah, but it has a Charlotte map.
Yeah, I hear you.
But WSOC has 3 to 6 inches. And then finally, the National Weather Service has Charlotte at 10 inches.
What?
Yeah, like they're all wildly different for
one
Charlotte.
1 to 3 and then 10.
Yeah, so the guy said you're getting anywhere between 1 to 10 inches of snow. Good luck. Prepare for something.
Okay.
Oh, this is Greensboro.
Oh, is that who?
Yeah, that's that? Who WFMY okay. is.
Yeah, they had a Charlotte map.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's basically it. It's like 1 to 20. Take your pick. It depends on where. And I feel bad because Brad's going to take a beating by people. You said I was going to get 2. We ended up with 8. You said I was going to get 8. I ended up with nothing,
Listen, you can't make 100% of the people happy.
Yeah.
It's impossible. Look at it.
We know that in this building.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's why we try to make sure you know we're not a reliable source. So you don't complain to us later.
Yeah. Yeah, don't believe anything we say, really.
It's all lies.
Yeah, I mean, even our Can't Beat Loren, our, like, signature game show has wrong questions and wrong answers, you know, every once in a while.
Yeah.
We're not Jeopardy. We're not researching.
We don't have a staff of 30.
Although there was an episode of Jeopardy where Alex Trebek said, "This is Mike Johnson. You might remember him. He lost yesterday. But he's back because we realized that we had made a mistake and one of the questions could have been interpreted and that would have changed the way that he bet in Final Jeopardy."
Ooh.
Wow.
And therefore he's back. And you could see the look on his face where he was like, this dude complained.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, you could see the look on his face. He's like, that's right. Like, he wasn't surprised.
Uh-huh.
You know, he was like, that's
he's
right.
Very matter of fact.
Yes,
yeah.
It's correct. And then he lost again. And that was like Amanda and I were rooting against him.
Yeah.
When Ruby was young, I would watch Jeopardy. That was the feeding time. It was the best. But I haven't watched it in a while. But yeah, that was the best. We were like rooting against him. Mm-hmm. You could tell he was a jerk.
And you knew Alex probably hated him.
Oh, Alex was upset too.
Yeah.
Alex was like, and he's back. So here we go. Pick up your buzzers. And it was like they almost asked him what he didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, let's say like what do you know least about? He's like, well, glaciers. Here's our categories. Glaciers, Antarctica, temperatures below 32 degrees. He's like, they just pummeled them.
Animals like polar bears.
Penguins. Just everything that goes against him. That's great. Well, thanks so much for tuning into the MRL show today. We've got a lot to get to. Of course, they were treating the roads this morning as I was coming in. They were treating the highways with that stuff that they put down, that spray.
Yeah.
So if you're heading the highways, just be careful. They're going pretty slow. I mean, they got big yellow lights, so you can't miss them. But just give them a minute. You know what I want to talk about, Loren? On Wednesday, because yesterday was Secret Santa. On Wednesday, right before we got off the air, we were trying to find pet names for you to give to Dallas. And we got a lot of text messages from people who were like, hey, here's some good ones.
Uh-huh.
And I thought maybe the early crowd would like to check in with you, Loren, and find out if you came up with a pet name for Dallas.
Okay.
All right. We'll get into that coming up here in just a little bit. It's the MRL show on a Friday.
Woo!
Yay. Come on, Roy.
Yay!
There you go.
Keisha, Oyster. and more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
On Friday, we were reading an article that said like 87% of people in America have pet names for each other, but it was weird because only 76% of Europeans do.
Yeah, American thing.
Yeah, and like I have plenty of them with my wife Amanda. We have love. We call each other Love Bug, yeah. LB, Pup.
Booby, I mean, on my end,
Booby.
Yeah,
and then Loren's like, I really don't have one. Does Dal call you anything?
No, I don't think so.
You guys are just strictly.
I mean, I'll say, like, babe.
Probably he calls her Lauren, because that's what her Christmas card is.
I know. I was so upset about that.
By the way, I have beef with both of y'all's Christmas cards.
My Christmas card, when I went to go make it, I really liked the design, but you couldn't modify the text, and all of the text is in lowercase.
Yeah, it just said Lauren.
So, like, even my L, Dallas's D, Cash's C, like, everything is in lowercase.
Okay. I mean, but that doesn't, I mean... It would have been weird if everything, if they spelt your name wrong,
right,
with the capital, without the capital R. You want to get into the Christmas card beef now, or you want to
wait?
Wait
a little bit.
All right.
But it's you two specifically.
Well, good.
Out of all the Christmas cards I've gotten, I have issues with you two.
Okay.
It's December 7th. How many Christmas cards have you gotten?
You know what? Surprisingly,
it's like,
no, seriously, it's like families communicated and sent them all out on the same day. I got like five all at once.
There's a date that probably Pinterest says you should get your cards out by. I don't know.
I'm telling you, like, I got like all of them at once.
Mm-hmm. But if this is a bad complaint, you're off my list.
Oh. I know, me too.
Yeah, enjoy the last year. Hey, Aaron, give me your address.
Next.
I have an opening. Hey, real quick. So people were texting us pet names.
Okay.
And to 704-570-9595, and maybe this will help, you know, think of a couple for Dal. Munchkin, because we're munchable.
Okay.
My cousins and I have names for each other. I'm Trash Panda, and she's Booble Snoot, because I love pandas and she loves bunnies.
Oh.
I love Trash Panda.
Trash Panda.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Too.
I call my boyfriend Batman.
Yeah.
Batman.
I call my significant other Angel Face.
Angel Fizz is cute.
How about Fluff Butt?
Fluff Butt?
Buff is as white as a cottontail. These are text messages, pet names.
Wait, I could just call him Cottontail because his hair's white.
Ooh.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. Cotton? Spoonie? Spoonie's a good one. Big Cat?
Big Cat.
I don't know if I'd appreciate that.
Dirty Butt? Not sure where that came from. I do shower, as someone said. How about Bumblebee?
That's funny. You know, Sterling was calling me Big Smooth for a little bit. And it's all because of... you guys' face. It's all because of the night that I went to a magic show. And I got really, really drunk. And when I was that drunk, I was like interacting with the guy on stage. When you're not supposed to. Like, he'd be like, all right, for this next thing. And I'm like, yeah! I'm like way, way gone, you know?
Big Smooth.
Yeah, so he like incorporated me into his act because I was being the obnoxious crowd member.
So did he call you Big Smooth?
He called me Big Smooth. Ah. So for like 6 months, I was Big Smooth.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Eric wants to say good morning to us.
Hi, Eric in Concord. Hey, Eric, you could get a lot of snow or not. You're right there in that weird area.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
All right, what kind of pet name? We're trying to think of nicknames for Loren and her husband.
Well, I was going to tell a story on my pet name. So my girlfriend calls me Wolfie because when I first started dating her, for some reason I thought it'd be funny to make up some story about how I'm a werewolf. And so it was like a full moon one night, and she was talking about how pretty the moon was, and I was like, yeah, full moons are cool, but... They aren't comfortable for me. Yeah. And so and she's like, what are you talking about? I was like, well, I don't want to tell you because you're going to think I'm weird or something, and you think I'm going to make it up.
So far, you sound like, pretty normal to me. Right,
yeah.
Loren?
Yeah.
Loren would be in the car heading home at this point.
Yeah. And so
I meant to tease you.
Like, I started getting itchy, and like a little bit of hair starts growing, and she's like, I don't know if you're joking or you're serious. I was like, no, I'm dead serious. And so it's not the fact that she thought I was actually a werewolf, it's she thought I was actually thinking I was a werewolf. And so I eventually had to tell her that I was just kidding.
Eventually. Thanks,
Eric. I like how you had to tell her.
Oh, that's funny. Oh,
thanks, Eric. Eric, enough.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Well, keep it up, Loren. Somebody said Maverick and Goose. Top Gun, that's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, we already, we call Cash Maverick.
There you go.
So Dallas could technically be Goose.
Or he could be Iceman.
Yeah. Actually, maybe Iceman. Maybe that's
yeah, his
one.
Hair's
yeah.
white.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so Kevin Hart, he was named the host of the Academy Awards and then has now stepped down and has apologized for some homophobic tweets and jokes that he had made almost 10 years ago. But he did say, you know what, I'm so sorry if I offended anyone, and I am stepping down as the Oscars host. Justin Timberlake not headlining Coachella. There were some rumors out there, and although Coachella has not announced their lineup just yet, he is not going to be part of it. He does have some bruised vocal cords, and I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie. I'm keeping an eye on our show here in Charlotte because...
January 8th.
Yeah, JT was forced to cancel all of his Man of the Woods tour dates for the rest of the month.
Good. That means he can rest up for January 8th.
Right, yeah. While he's continuing to recover. So,
sorry, Columbus, Ohio.
I'm definitely keeping an eye on it, so I'll keep you up to date on that.
Hey, Utica to New York, don't be mad at us.
David Beckham... He's saying that he used to steal Victoria Beckham's beauty products, and he's not ashamed of it. He says that she has great skin, and he would steal her skin products, and he revealed that he once also wanted a perm.
Mm. Whoa. Maybe he should host the Oscars. He sounds pretty woke.
He's got that great long hair. And Candace Cameron, Fuller House DJ, right?
Yeah.
So she just went go-karting with her family, her brother and two sisters, and things didn't quite work out the way that she had hoped. She had to go to the emergency room after she hurt her hand.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so she said, clearly I'm fine. There's some damage to my hand. It's broken. And the worst part was when they had to take her rings off of her swollen hand. Mm. Yeah. But that is your dirty for now.
All right. Thanks, Loren. Do you ever have to call the cops on your neighbors? Somebody had to do it, and it's over the holidays. Something that's going on in their neighbor's yard. We'll get into it coming up in just about 7 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
So, by the way, we got Kissmas concert tickets coming up in like 40 minutes from now, 7:20, 8:20 this morning. But there's this whole new thing where people are having to call 911 over Christmas.
Yeah.
Why?
A Texas family had a Christmas display that ended up being part of a 911 call when a passerby thought that a mannequin was actually in danger.
Yeah, this I think this happens like every year.
Right. This family in Austin, Texas did a National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation inspired Christmas display. And that includes a dummy of Chevy Chase's character, Clark Griswold, hanging from the roof off of a ladder. So the person thought that this, you know, man, the ladder fell and like he was hanging off the gutter.
He was
just
trying
like
to
in
be
the movie.
A good Samaritan. Call 911.
Yeah. A security camera outside the home was recording when a concerned person walking their dog thought that the dummy was a real person and can actually be heard on the security camera saying, "Oh, mister, please hold on. I'm dialing 911 right now."
Oh my
can be
gosh.
Heard on the security camera.
Oh. You know, and 911 has to treat every single one like it's serious, so they have to send the fire department.
I mean, do you live under a rock that you don't know that that's a scene?
That's got to be a real... I haven't seen pictures of it. I'm just reading the article, but it's got to be a really good scene. And the Austin Police Department came out, had a laugh, but then they told the family to please put up a sign that says, call 911. This is part of the Clark Griswold scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least they didn't make him take it down.
But yeah. I mean, the cops came out and got a laugh.
Thank gosh when I was a 911 operator, that wasn't a thing.
What was like the weirdest call you got?
The weirdest?
Yeah, like the weirdest kind of like left field, like something that you could smile at. Like not creepy, but something that...
A bird got stuck in a tree and I said, "Ma'am, all birds are in trees." She goes, "No, you idiot, it's my pet bird."
"No, you idiot."
Yeah. I was like, "Oh," she's like, "my bird's in a tree." And I'm like, all birds are in a tree. What do you want me to do?
That's funny.
And then I told her to go call an exterminator because I didn't know what to do.
Right.
I was like, we can't send the fire department for a bird. It's going to fly away.
My neighbor called me Clark Griswold the other day because I have a pretty good display outside. I wrapped a couple trees. Mm-hmm. I have three trees that I wrapped with like 300 lights. And then I have lights around my front door and then lights on like four little trees.
Look at you.
And then my mom brought over a reindeer that you could plug in because she thought it would look good on because I live kind of on a hill.
Uh-huh.
She's like, it'll look good up on the hill. And when I was plugging that in, my neighbor's like, hey, Clark Griswold, you almost done?
you're starting to outdo me over here.
But that's what our little neighborhood has become.
Yeah.
Like everybody continues to put strands out there. And now when you go down the street, it looks like a winter wonderland in our little neighborhood of like five homes.
That's awesome now.
Do you think that because you started doing so much, they felt like they had to up the ante?
And mm-hmm. I felt like I had up the ante because the house is two down from me. It has a huge display.
It's
and I'm
really
like,
a passive-aggressive fight on his street.
I can't wait for the day I become a neighborhood suburban guy and I don't do any of that crap. Like, I'm the guy who doesn't participate.
How about this move? This is what I did. I have a projector that just puts lights on your house. It's one thing that I put in the ground. And yeah, that's my lazy way of doing things.
No, I like getting out there and actually doing it and having the extension cords and trying to figure it all out.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the fun. I've always liked that, though. I'm an illumination expert, Roy.
Okay.
But no, you're right. You know what it is, Roy? It's the pressure to put up a good Christmas light display.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it could be your neighbor or somebody down the street that's making you feel pressure. And you didn't even have the intention. All you wanted to do was one bush. But that didn't happen, did it? Because your neighbor did a couple more bushes.
Yeah.
And you had to buy more lights. You went to Lowe's or Target and you bought more lights or Amazon, didn't you? And then you had to buy more extension cords, and now all of a sudden you're $180 in.
Does it cost a lot of money each month on your electric bill to do that stuff? Or
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. You know what's great about this time of year is my electric bill's down, but then my gas bill's up for the heat in the air. You know what I mean? So it's always a constant thing. But I wonder if anyone else feels the pressure like I do to have to do a good Christmas outside Christmas light display because your neighbors have it done. Like, you really have no intention on doing it, but you know that you don't want to be that house when people drive down the street. Like, 'cause there's one house that doesn't have any. So let me explain. There's like six houses, right? Three on each side. But the seventh house is kind of like in the middle of all of us. And they have no lights.
And you're judging them.
Not judging them. I'm trying to decide whether they're Jewish or not.
Oh.
'Cause there's like just nothing.
Well, but don't
it's
they still
a very
have
nice family, and they have kids, so I figured they would put lights out, you know, for the kids and stuff.
Yeah, they still have Hanukkah outdoor.
They don't have it. There's nothing.
Decorations. Okay.
Yeah, I know, but there's nothing. It's just dark.
Maybe they just don't have time. They have kids. I mean, life gets busy.
It's entirely true. Or maybe the guy doesn't feel the pressure.
Yeah.
But if you feel the holiday pressure, maybe you can jump on the phones and get to us, especially if you had no intention of doing a light display, but your neighbors have made you do it.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
We have your chance to get Kissmas concert tickets. That's coming up here in about 25 minutes. Don't go anywhere for that.
Let's bring in John Griswold, everybody.
Whoa. Hello, sir.
Hey, what's going on?
We're doing really well.
That's awesome. I listen to y'all's show every morning on my way to work and on my way home from work.
Thanks. You know, that's a real honor. We really appreciate our MRO radio family, especially yesterday. A lot of you guys showed up and donated for our Secret Santa broadcast. We raised, because of you, over $153,000. So, no, the fact that you listen every morning, John, it's thank you so much, man. But tell us about what's going on in your world.
Yeah,
I imagine with your last name, you do feel the pressure.
Yeah,
a little bit. Yeah, you know, I've been called Clark Griswold ever since I was a kid. So, I mean, it kind of comes with the territory. But I kind of don't live up to the name. I do the very bare minimum. Just to get by. I don't even have a tree up yet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And are your neighbors showing out in Gastonia with light displays?
Well, on my road, everybody's on vacation right now.
No.
And I'm the youngest person on my street. So, luckily, I'm not having to feel anything. There's only one house that has a strand of lights across the top.
Roy, we don't have a lot of time, and there's more people on hold that are feeling the holiday light pressure from their neighbors. But are we not curious why the entire street is on vacation?
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
They all went on a cruise together?
Somebody win a lottery and took the whole neighborhood? Did they all go on a cruise?
I live across the street from my in-laws, so I know they're still there.
Okay. their family lives together. All right. Thanks, Jonathan. I needed that answer or else I would have been off all day.
Yeah. This is John in Hickory. Hey, John.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you feel the pressure from neighbors to put up Christmas lights?
I actually am the neighbor that puts up all the Christmas lights.
Ooh. Oh, you're trying to pressure everyone.
Yes.
I think I have, last time I counted, it was over 3,000 lights.
Good gosh. So now, if you have a neighbor that's not putting up Christmas lights, how do you nudge them? Do you shame them?
Note.
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, right now, I'm actually the only house in the neighborhood that has the lights on.
I mean, do your neighbors do them? Have they done them in the past?
Yes, they have, but they just haven't done them yet.
Okay.
So I'm kind of giving them a look as I'm going down the neighborhood, like, why are you... Light's not out yet.
You know it's going to be awesome for John and Hickory. He's going to get 25 inches of snow, and the lights aren't even all that work, and the lights won't even be shown for like weeks as you're underneath all that snow. Be safe up there, buddy.
All right, we'll do.
All right, see you, John.
One more.
Yeah, Hickory's getting the big amounts of snow too. Kelly in Lake Wylie, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Oh, hey there. So my husband is really competitive, and we just moved into our neighborhood. We actually live over there. And the Palisades, and it's our first year. And so he noticed all our neighbors putting up lights. And one of our neighbors went to an extreme of running one of those lifts, like from Lowe's, and he had for 3 days putting up lights all over his house. So my husband felt that he had to step up the game. So he went out and he spent about another $800 on lights putting them out.
Exactly. And Kelly and Roy's got this look on his face. He can't believe it, but it's because of the pressure. This is exactly what I'm talking about. There is pressure in neighborhoods to do a light display because your neighbors did it.
Did you buy more lights, Manny, to put out?
I did, yes. I mean, not $800, but yes, I did.
Yeah. And see, and I thought it was really expensive to live here in South End where we don't have to deal with that. Now I know there's like all these hidden charges if I move out to the burbs.
Kelly, is it a beautiful display? Are you happy with it?
Yeah, our artist is great, but then he steps up the game again, and he puts musical lights, and he plays music outside, and of course, flashes with the music.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Annoying.
That's so funny. Thanks, Kelly. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we know a thing or two about the musical Christmas lights.
Yeah, they're illegal to use us.
Yeah.
Use our frequency.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Don't use our station for your Christmas light setup.
That's funny. You know what else can be funny as once the danger is cleared and the danger is passed? We have a mutual friend, you guys, the three of us, who posted an x-ray after their child swallowed something. And the x-ray actually shows the item that was swallowed.
It's very clear.
We're going to talk about it. What did your kids swallow and how did you find out? 704-570-9595, just after 7 plus.
Well, we got your chance for Christmas concert tickets. That's in less than 20. Don't go anywhere.
WNKS Charlotte. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So we have a mutual friend who has a child who swallowed something, and when they got the x-ray, it showed up. And after everything turned out to be okay and healthy and all that, she posted it on social media, and we just posted the picture up at the MRL show. It's as clear as day, man.
Hang on, I haven't seen it.
Isn't it funny? It's a quarter, by the way.
Oh, it's a quarter?
Yeah.
You can tell exactly what it is.
Oh, it's a round circle.
Yeah.
Look, watch it digest. And one picture has it higher than the other. It's like moving down.
But it's like completely flat, like a perfect circle in there.
Man, this must be a child.
Yes.
Because that quarter is huge.
Yeah, it looks like a half dollar.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's like a 6 or 7 year old person, okay. I think. Right? Is that right, Nicole? No. Okay, whatever. But we want to know from you guys. We want to hear from you. Either when you were a kid, you swallowed something, or maybe a parent wants to chime in and tell us what your kid swallowed. 704
570-9595. Here's somebody who knows exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, let's talk with Jennifer and Hickory.
Okay, well, so it's not as exciting because since y'all's was a quarter also, I swallowed a quarter before they had 911, and all they had was the rescue squad, and they couldn't tell if I had swallowed a quarter. And so, you know, eventually during the day, I went to the doctor's office and finally the emergency room where they saw the x-ray, and they had to put me under and take the quarter out. And it was a drummer boy quarter.
It was a what quarter?
A drummer boy, you know, like it's. Because it's from like...
Oh, it was like a fancy...
A rare quarter. Get it back.
Yeah, I lost it over the years. But I just had a gap in my teeth, and so I just stuck a quarter in there and was bouncing on the couch watching Sesame Street and sucked it down.
It's not a slot machine.
It went for your coin slot?
Yeah. It's like a little piggy bank.
Now, it's good things that you had smart EMTs and like rescue people, because I would have been like, let's just throw in another 75 cents and see if it pushes it out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Keep throwing money in.
Held me upside down and shook me, which the doctors were like horrified when they found out. It didn't, you know. They said this kid had made it a lot worse.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's funny. Logic. Thanks, Jen. Pull her arm.
She said it was before 911. Isn't it strange there was a.
Yeah.
I think it's strange to think there was a before 911.
I remember that. Yeah.
That's weird.
I remember before 911. When 911 became a thing in our town, we were like, really? That's all you have to do? We're like, how do they know it's us and not the people in the next town calling?
Oh, it's so strange.
Yeah.
This is Jessica in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, how are you?
Hi. So what'd your brother swallow?
He swallowed a battery. Yeah, so we were on our way somewhere. We were a whole lot younger. So he was probably like 7 and I was like 8 or 9. And we were in the back seat and he looks over at me. He was like an ADHD kid. And he looks over at me. He goes, guess what? I said, what? He goes, I just swallowed a battery. I was like, oh, my God, you have to tell Mom. And he was like, no, I'm not telling her. I'm like, Mom, Ty just swallowed a battery. So she was like, what? And she, like, pulled over. She's like, did you really? He's like, yeah. And she's like, why would you do that? He was like, because when you put it on your tongue, it kind of gives, like, a little zing. Like, it was one of those little, like, watch batteries.
Yeah.
So she was trying to do everything that she could to push it through, like, she went and she stopped somewhere. She gave him, like, a hot dog, a milkshake, like, a whole bunch of food, and rushed him to the emergency room. And they were trying to do, like, a little scope to see, like, where the item was and to make sure, like, it wasn't, like, damaging any tissue.
I mean, this is crazy. It's a little battery. What are we doing to poor Ty?
Well, imagine if it's, like, a double-A battery or something. That's still pretty big.
Now he's getting probed.
Yeah.
And they probably can't find it because he's eating so much.
That was exactly the problem. And they were, like, so mad. They were like, what has this kid eaten? Yeah, it was a three-day stay in the hospital.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, eventually, like, you know, got it out the other end. But he's okay. He has it in a little jar still, and he's, like, 26. So.
Oh, my gosh. And it's in a jar. You can watch us live on Facebook, courtesy of Uptown Cheapskate. And the stories coming in here are hilarious, too. It wasn't swallowed, but someone's brother stuck a Flintstone vitamin up their nose and Mom couldn't get it out. So she had to wait for it to melt before she could slide it out.
That's gross. It is gross. Oh. You know what's crazy is I actually have lead in my hand still from when I forget how I got it, but like the tip of a pencil ended up in my hand. And I still have the piece of lead in there. And, like, it's, like, the skin's covered over it.
Really?
Yeah, and I never got it out.
Was that, like, back before number two pencils?
It's probably a number one pencil,
that
boy.
That ain't good, buddy, if it's number one. Those are dangerous.
I can't believe the amount of kids that are on hold that actually swallowed batteries. I mean, Libby and Rock Hill has the same thing.
I don't like that. That could cause a lot of damage.
Yeah.
But I would, as a kid, always put it on your tongue so you can feel the zing. Yeah. That was fun.
How does a teacher handle it when one of the students swallows something?
Oh, Mary Catherine's one of those teachers. Hi, Mary Catherine.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing well. So tell us what happened.
Well, it was actually a fifth grader. You would expect little kids to swallow things. This is a bigger kid. I was just teaching, and he came up and was not alarmed at all and said he swallowed a zipper pull off of his jacket. So I called down to the office, and he went down. I didn't really expect anything big to happen, but his mom was furious. I just come pick him up, take him to the hospital. Just because he was a bigger kid that shouldn't have swallowed that zipper pull, but he said, am I going to have surgery? And I said, no, you'll probably just poop it out.
Zipper pull's kind of small.
Mary Catherine's like, all right, kids, let's take bets on what date the zipper pool is going to come out of our classmate. Thanks, Mary Kate. Have a great day.
Good anatomy lesson.
I do want to take a quick moment. Let's all thank our Secret Santas.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday. Good idea.
So yesterday we raised over $153,000 because of you. It was a phenomenal broadcast. Biggest record yet. All the Beasley Media Group stations were in on it. And we want to thank you guys so much for raising that money for the kids inside Levine.
All the Beasley stations were in on it. Sidebar, I heard that the MRL Show family showed out.
Yeah.
Showed up and went to town like we've done 7 times already. So thank you guys so much for helping give the kids inside the hospital a Christmas to remember. We'll have a video of our present delivery that we're going to do next week. We'll have that up probably at the end of next week. So you can go look at the smiles on these kids' faces.
Yeah.
It really is incredible.
Still to come.
Get those Christmas concert tickets. If you want them, you can have them. It's coming your way in about 5 minutes. Christmas concert 2018, Rooftop 210, December 13th. Major stars, Why Don't We? Sabrina Carpenter is going to be there. And Bryce Vine. You want in? We got your tickets. 704-570-9595. Call number 9. You get in.
Good luck. Call us now.
Now you are celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Hey, buddy. There's tons of audio.
Okay.
So, I was so excited because a new trailer, little teaser came out for Game of Thrones Season 8. It didn't give us much. All you can tell
from
the clip.
They never do.
I know. It's like a fire and ice war. And literally, that's all you get from the clip. I could have done without that because I got so excited and I felt like I was let down. But you can watch Game of Thrones in April of 2019. Tyler Perry, he did something pretty amazing and walked into a Walmart and paid off everyone's layaway.
Nice.
I have paid for all of your layaways for Christmas. So Merry Christmas to everybody. You've got to go into the Walmart, get your layaway, pay a penny, one penny, and you get your layaway. I know it's hard times. A lot of people are struggling. I'm just really, really grateful to be able to be in a position to do this. So God bless you. Go get your stuff. Merry Christmas.
Which Wally World did you go to?
So this was in Georgia, and he paid about 1,500 people's items off. He spent over $432,000 doing it.
I want to be that rich one day.
Right?
$432,000, $500,000
yes.
In Walmart layaway?
Yes.
What do these people lay away? Cars?
Well, it's also 1,500 people.
And by the way, I know people that would lay away things that, like, never had intentions of buying them, too. They would just lay away them.
Why?
I think the hope that maybe one day they would. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really cool. Good for Tyler Perry.
Kevin Hart has stepped down as Oscars host, and he was just announced, I feel like, just a few days ago. We talked about it at the beginning of this week. The Oscars came to him and wanted him to apologize for some anti-LGBTQ comments that he had made through Twitter, and this is what he had to say about it.
So I just got a call from the Academy, and that call basically said, Kevin, apologize for your tweets of old, or we're going to have to move on to find another host. I chose to pass. I passed on the apology. The reason why I passed is because I've addressed this several times. We feed in the internet trolls and we reward them. I'm not going to do it, man.
There you go. All right.
And Joe Jonas talks about his brother Nick's wedding. And I think this is funny and so telling of how much fun this wedding was. Because in Indian culture, they do this huge performance. And you would think that the Joe Bros would be the big performer, but not so fast.
They have the most incredible performers in her family, a lot of friends and family that are Bollywood stars. So for us to go out there and think we know what we're doing, even though we had some songs that we could sing from our
past,
still was a lot of dancing that we were trying to pick up in a week's time that they definitely crushed us. They won the Sangeet.
That's awesome.
Could you imagine being at that wedding? Like, how much fun?
Yeah, Joe's like, I thought I was the biggest star, but clearly I'm not.
Yeah. Get used to it. That's marriage, baby. That's showbiz, baby.
Yeah.
That's your dirty.
All right, let's play Can't Be the Rent. 704-570-9595. Not many wins. Call now. Take her down.
By the way, congratulations to Jennifer in China Grove. A Grover won the tickets to Kissmas. We'll have another shot coming up in just about an hour.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Alicia, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
You are playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, let's see how your weekend's going to start off.
Yeah, speaking of weekend, all Alicia, right. How are you preparing for the storm up there in Huntersville?
I don't know. Not much I can do. I'm from New York, so I'm kind of used to
you're
cold
good.
Weather.
Okay, well, good luck.
Thanks.
Throw her out so we can play.
All right, Loren. Get out.
I'm going.
All right, she is leaving the studio. And she is slamming the door. Boom, she's gone.
Okay.
Pictures fall off the wall. Building shakes. She's gone. Question one for Alicia. And it sounds like you have other people in the car, too. Who are you with?
My kids. We're actually on the way to school. Gustavo and Joseph. Say hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Gustavo, Joseph, how are you guys? Here we go. Question number one. Happy 31st birthday to Aaron Carter. What boy band is his brother Nick part of? And this band or group was part of our Kissmas last year? Nick Carter is part of what boy band?
NSYNC.
Okay, question two. Cardi B posted a picture of her daughter just hours after her breakup with the rapper Offset. What's the name of Cardi B's daughter?
Culture.
Question three. People are laughing at the job titles from the contestants on Colton's season of The Bachelor. True or false, Chris Harrison is the host of that show?
False.
Question four. Zayn has released a new song. Before singing solo, what boy band was Zayn a part of?
Oh, I don't know.
All right. Question five. Kevin Hart has stepped down as a 2019 Oscars host. Last year, Jimmy Kimmel was the host of this award show. What network does Jimmy Kimmel's late night talk show come on?
ABC.
Come on in, Loren.
Loren, it's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Alicia got two correct.
Oh.
It's okay.
All right.
It's okay.
It's going to be a tough battle between you and the questions, Loren. Here we go. Happy 31st birthday to Aaron Carter. What boy band does his brother Nick play in? This band was also at Kissmas last year.
The Backstreet Boy.
That is correct, unfortunately. Alicia said NC. Goes a 50-50 shot, really.
Yeah.
1-0.
And Cardi B posted a picture of her daughter just hours after her breakup with rapper Offset. What is the name of her daughter?
Culture. With a K.
That's correct. 2-1.
People are laughing at the job titles from the contestants on Colton's season of The Bachelor. True or false, Chris Harrison is the host of the show?
True.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Alicia said false. 3-1.
Question four. Zayn has released a new song before singing solo. What boy band was he a part of?
One Direction.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Alicia said IDK. 4-1.
That'd be a cool band name.
Yeah, I'm sure there is one, Loren. Kevin Hart stepped down as the 2019 Oscars host. Last year, Jimmy Kimmel was the host of the award show. Now, Jimmy Kimmel's got a late night talk show that airs on what network?
Oh. I don't know. NBC.
That is incorrect. Correct answer, ABC.
You know
she
that.
I know
that
ABC's correct. Typically my station, too, but I'm never up that late. I don't know.
He gets all the Bachelor and Bachelorette contestants. You know that. Come on.
Final score, 4-2. Loren, you got 10 wins.
I think you felt so confident because she only got two right. You really didn't care.
Like, yeah,
you
don't
even care about that last answer.
Yeah.
They were tough this morning.
Yeah, they were. You're right.
All right.
It's like when you know you're going to pass the class, but you don't do homework because you know you're going to pass no matter what. That's what's happening.
All right. All right, Alicia, you know what I want to hear before we let you go.
All right, Loren, I can't beat you.
Thanks for playing, Alicia.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye, kids. Bye, everybody. The time has come. It is here. We're kicking off what's supposed to be a snowy, icy, stormy weekend with the legendary Friday free-for-all. We're going old school, throwing it back for the next 30 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Charlotte's number one hit music station. And Manny, Roy, and Lorette in the morning. Kiss 95.1.
It's time to play your favorite game, Do You Know Your Bosses?
We've got tickets to go to Kissmas Concert 2018, December 13th, Uptown, Rooftop 210, featuring Sabrina Carpenter, Why Don't We, and Bryce Vine. Who's playing today, Roy?
We have Jonah.
Jonah.
Jonah in Forest City. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show. You're going to be the contestant today. We got our two interns, Adam Driver and Colton, and we asked them questions about members, the cast members of this show. And you're going to answer, do they know the answer or do they not?
Okay.
So before we play the answer, we'll take your answer and then we'll play them, okay? You're ready for question number one, Jonna?
Go around.
This show member has two kids.
This show member has two kids, Jonna.
Okay.
Do the interns who are with us 3 days a week for the last 3 months know which show member has two kids?
Yes.
You think they do? Anybody else want to care to guess?
I think they'll know that.
Yeah, it's a pretty easy one.
Yeah.
All right. And, of course, the answer is Loren. A lot of people don't know that.
No, it's not me.
It's me, Manny.
Well, I believe that Manny has two kids.
Yes, it's definitely Manny.
Hey, there you go. You got one. Way to go, Jonna.
All right. Thank you.
We're looking for you to get three to give you the tickets to Kissmas. Next question.
This show member has a dog named Callie.
Ooh.
Easy.
A dog named Callie.
Easy.
Do you know the answer to that, Jonna? It's okay if you don't.
Nope.
Yeah, it's okay.
So do you think the interns will know the answer to that question?
No.
Unlike Jonna, the interns are with us a lot more. The answer is Roy. Let's see.
That would be Roy.
How did you know that?
Well, I guess it's Roy.
I love that Adam Driver said, how did you know
that? It sounded appalled.
Yeah, it sounded appalled.
He said something afterwards. What else did he say?
That would be Roy.
How did you know that? Oh, okay. I guess it's Roy then.
All right, Jonna, one more. She said yes, right? She did.
No, she said she didn't think they would know that.
Oh.
No, she did not get that one.
Oh, you didn't get that one.
No.
Okay. All right. We need two more. Here we go.
This show member used to be a professional dancer.
These are easy questions.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll know that one.
Okay.
I mean, the answer is Roy.
Clearly, man.
Lorraine was a honeybee. Do they know that?
That'd be Lorraine.
Yeah, that's an easy one. Roy.
You got jokes. I like them.
All right. We need one more to give her the tickets.
This show member is from New Jersey.
This
could be hard because there's two people in the show from up north.
Yeah.
Jonna, will they know which show member is originally from the state of New Jersey?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Let's see.
Oh, that's Manny.
That's Manny.
Don't say what I say. Come up with your own.
You know what's so funny is those two bicker, but they have such a bromance.
We do.
Congratulations, Jonna.
Yay, thank you.
The tickets are all yours.
Okay.
December 13th. Who are you going to take with you?
I don't know. I'll probably take my boyfriend with me.
Okay. we'll see you there.
I listen to you guys every morning.
Oh, thank you.
That means a lot to us.
Yeah.
Thanks, great. Jonna. We'll see you there. Make sure you come find us and say hi, okay?
I will. Thank you.
There you go. There's Jonna. And we'll have meet and greets next week, I understand, for you to get up close and personal with the acts.
Yes. Only keep it here, y'all.
You guys want to play one more real quick?
Yeah.
These are funny.
This show member used to be a 911 operator.
Oh, that could be difficult.
Could it?
I don't know. You talked about it this morning, too,
I did talk about it this morning.
Yeah. They're going to know that.
That would be Roy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They both said it.
I like this game.
But if you asked a month ago when I haven't brought it up in a long time,
it's
difficult.
This show member set a world record for the Carolina Reaper.
Oh, that's easy. They'll definitely know that. They were
here.
That
would be Loren.
Adam Driver. Now all of a sudden he's saying what Colton says.
This show member lives in Waxhaw.
That's easy.
Manny.
Poppycat.
Those two.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Shawn Mendes fans are so excited, and let me tell you why. Shawn recently revealed in an interview with Entertainment Tonight Canada that him and his buddy, Niall, will be collaborating on new music.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he said it's 100% going to happen.
Wow.
Yeah.
We got an unbelievable exclusive. of what they've been working on.
Oh,
you
okay.
want to hear it? This
yeah,
is
sure.
an MRL show exclusive. It's a departure from what I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I like it.
But I like it too, yeah. Whole bagpipe theme.
Kevin Hart is responding to the backlash he faced on Twitter over him hosting the Oscars. And the Oscars had asked him to apologize or step down. And do you have the audio?
Yes.
And this is what he had to say.
So I just got a call from the Academy. And that call basically said, Kevin, apologize for your tweets of old. Or we're going to have to move on and find another host. I chose to pass. I passed on the apology. The reason why I passed is because I've addressed this several times. We feed in the internet trolls and we reward them. I'm not going to do it, man.
And David Beckham opens up about stealing Victoria Beckham's beauty products. Says that she has great skin, so he loved to take her skin products. And he even once thought about getting a perm.
Wow.
With those luscious locks of his.
Okay.
So what Loren likes today is interesting. If you want to see it, you can go to the website, kiss951.com. It's something to wash your hands, but it's not soap.
Okay.
All right. Find it on the website.
It's so strange. You have to see it. It's so strange.
It looks like a metal ball.
Yeah. It's kind of like your underwear, Manny. Your self-cleaning underwear.
Oh, okay. Hey, we need to get in touch with our buddy Brad Panovich.
Yeah, we got the big snowstorm coming into the Carolinas. Some places are going to get like gazillion inches.
So you know we got to ask Brad Panovich that question. Yo, bro, how much snow? We'll find out coming up in 8 minutes.
Got to get
welcome up. To the Manny Weather and Morning Show.
Got to get
hey, Kiss 95.1.
Who is
this?
Hey. Got
to get this is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Loren, how dare you? She's writing us out to Brad Panovich. We have this whole thing going.
Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good. Well. It's WCNC's Brad Panovich. And last night, before we were going to bed, it was like 9 o'clock, he was doing a weather update. And Manny and I logged on and we were talking and having fun in the chat.
Yeah, well, that's kind of their new thing, Brad. They go on when you go live.
No, why are you?
Because it's just nonsense. Like, it's so much nonsense that somebody actually wrote a complaint email to us. They thought
Brad,
Roy was drunk one day on there.
That's a true story, Brad. We got an angry phone call of someone complaining that I was drinking and commenting on your Facebook Live feed. And I'm like, the sad part is I was completely sober. I was just having fun.
I mean, truth be told, Brad Panovich, chief meteorologist from WCNC, I consider him a friend of the MRL show.
Me too.
And the comments that come through when he's doing his live weather vlog are ridiculous.
And so we
play into that because they're like, how much am I going to get on 26 First Avenue in Albemarle?
Yeah. So I asked him, I was like, can you tell me if my boyfriend's going to work Monday?
I mean, anyway, buddy, we do have some sort of a system coming this weekend, and I've been keeping an eye on you and what you're saying, and it's not an easy one to predict for our area.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't know what it is about snow in the Charlotte area, but it makes people crazy. It's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. And this storm is kind of one of those weird ones because somebody's going to get a whole bunch. But the problem is it's probably not going to be really around Charlotte. It's probably going to be more in the mountains and foothills. And for the Charlotte area, we're going to get that dreaded wintry mix. You know, we're going to get some snow, but we're also going to get some ice and some rain and some freezing rain mixed in, which does deter the amount of snow you get. But honestly, it makes the roads worse. I would rather have a whole bunch of snow than get this crazy mix, because what happens is people think, oh, it doesn't look like that much is on the ground out there.
Yeah.
And they go out and drive and everything's a sheet of ice.
Yeah.
And it actually causes people to go do things when normally if there was a huge pile of snow outside, nobody would leave. So my concern is, not that we're going to see huge totals. My forecasts stay pretty consistent, kind of in the 2 to 4 inch range. And the further north of Charlotte you go, you could end up with 6 or 7 up towards the lake. Down in South Charlotte, towards the state line into Union and, you know, York and Lancaster County, it could be more like 1 or 2 inches. It could be really kind of just a slushy couple. But in the Charlotte area, we have a much higher risk of getting a couple inches of sleet and then maybe a half an inch of ice on top of that freezing rain. So for our area, ice is really the biggest concern. It's not snow. When we talk winter weather, everyone immediately jumps to the snow thing. But remember, there's other types of winter weather, sleet and freezing rain. And unfortunately, that's going to be a big part of this storm.
Brad Panovich from WCNC. on the phone with the MRL Morning Show talking about the storm that is headed our way this weekend. What is the start time and what's the timetable that it's going to, that we're going to have like a window for wintry weather?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be Sunday night, but I'm hearing it's earlier.
It's going to start late Saturday night. So Saturday you should be fine. There could be a few sprinkles around, and I wouldn't be surprised to see some sleet on Saturday, but the temperatures will be mainly above freezing on Saturday. So if you want to get stuff done, Saturday, you're okay. But after sunset into Saturday night is when you need to start getting a little more worried. And really, it's going to be when you wake up Sunday morning when things really get going. So most of Sunday, this is going to be going all day. It will be a little bit of a lull Sunday night, and then we'll see another maybe surge of snow on Monday. So this will end up being probably a two-day event overall, with some of the snow probably being the heaviest at times early Sunday and then again on Monday. And then you got to think about, Tuesday and Wednesday morning, we're going to be really cold at night after this system. So we're going to get that refreeze. So the black ice issues will become a concern on Tuesday and Wednesday morning. So for some schools, they're going to be out for a while. I mean, it's going to be one of those things where, especially northwest of Charlotte, and in a district like CMS, which people understand, it takes up the whole county. So if the northern part of the county gets clobbered, the whole district could be out for a couple of days.
Yeah, Audrey Kell reaps the rewards of 30 miles away.
Right. People don't realize that. It's like, if they get 7 inches in Huntersville and it's only an inch down in Ballantyne, everybody's out. It's not just they don't split the district up in half. Everybody's out, the whole county.
What would you say to someone who is flying out to go to an event in Washington, D.C. and is trying to fly back, Lorraine, on Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday morning at like 10 a.m.
How do you think weather will be for the airport?
The thing is, generally our airport does really well. Surprisingly, they have a lot of snow and ice removal because they are a hub. The problem is the airlines, because what happens is the airlines, they don't want their planes to be stuck here. Mm. So they tend to, like, once they leave, they don't let any back in until the storm is over.
Mm, yeah.
So I always get worried that the airport's open, but the airlines will cancel flights because they don't want to get planes stuck here.
Yeah. We're trying to land at noon on Sunday.
I am. Is that, like, the worst part of the storm?
Unfortunately, it is.
Yeah. The worst. The worst timing.
Yeah. Middle of Sunday is going to be the peak of this storm. So I could see airlines just saying, we're not going to send any planes to the Charlotte until it passes. And the other thing is, even if there are planes, the de-icing takes forever. So delays are definitely going to be part of the equation.
And then will she deal with...
I like how it's got a personal forecast for Lorraine now, by the way.
I'm sorry.
This is funny to me because Lorraine's right in the middle of it. And then is it going to end up, is D.C. getting snow from this?
They'll get a glancing blow, but believe it or not, there'll be more down here in southern Virginia than up in the D.C. area.
That's okay. So,
yeah, like places like Roanoke and Blacksburg and Greensboro.
My hometown.
Those areas are going to get the most of it. Please. Up towards D.C., it'll be a lot less.
Yeah, okay. Well, hopefully I get home.
Plan on being stuck there for a while. Hopefully it's a good airport.
All right. There he is. Brad Panovich saying, obviously what you've been saying all week long is sticking true. North and west of the city, way more snow. Down south, a little less, but expect closures and maybe some troubled roadways on your commute Monday morning.
And major ice. A lot of sleet mixture. So, okay.
Oh, I hate the ice. Yeah, the thing to think about this, if we get a bunch of ice, we could get a bunch of power outages. So, it's great to get the milk and bread and everybody stocks up and has fun with that. Think about, if you have a power outage at your house. And the thing about winter weather, the two things that are most dangerous are driving in it and then heating sources. What happens is a lot of people use improper heating sources, and we have a lot of fires or carbon monoxide. So be real careful with those two things. Those are the two most dangerous things about winter storms. Heating your house and driving ends up being the biggest problem.
So, and to give people an example about the tomfoolery we like to have on Brad's Facebook Live, no one likes sleet. Sleet is the worst. It's dangerous.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Manny on your Facebook Live last night said he can't wait for the sleet. He loves it.
The sleet's my thing, yeah.
Everyone wants snow, not Manny.
Oh, my God, dude, we're going to have sleet, yes. Hey, is this one of the earlier storms to hit Charlotte? I mean, we're only at December 7th.
Yeah, typically we don't get a lot of snow in December. December, of all the winter months, December, January, February, is actually the least snowiest of the three. And we typically don't get that much snow. We've had some big ice storms in December, but snow this early, especially a big one, just to put in perspective, we got more than 11 inches, which I don't think is going to happen. That would be an all-time December snowstorm.
Wow.
All-time snowfall records for Charlotte for a storm are around 17 inches. So big ones for us are like 17, 13, 12 inches. out of one storm. The most recent one that produced a big event was in 2004, February. We had about 13.5 inches, and folks around here that were here remember that that was a huge one. There was like 2 feet of snow in Rock Hill and like 18 inches in Valentine. Arboretum had about 2 feet of snow. So that was a big one. This isn't going to be like that, but you're right. This is really rare to get a big event like this so early in the season.
There's our man, Brad Panovich. You guys check out his weather vlogs and obviously follow him, WCNC, Weather Brad, WX Brad.
Yep.
Social media.
Thanks, Brad. We appreciate you stopping by, bud.
Anytime, guys. Have a safe weekend.
Thanks.
You too. You too. All right. There you go,
Lorraine. Sucks. I feel bad for him.
He loves it.
Oh, man.
He loves it. Like when we had those back-to-back hurricanes, he was all over it.
Yeah, he's running on adrenaline. He's probably tired afterwards.
By the way, did you hear the whole thing about how someone took a picture of Jim Cantore in Boston at the airport and someone in Charlotte said he's here, and then everybody went nuts on social media?
Yeah.
And then WCNC and Brad had to come out and say, no, it's not true. He's not here. Oh, he's going to be, I think, in like Asheville.
That's funny.
But
I should have told Brad, I think my hometown news copies him.
Oh.
I should have brought that up. I forgot.
He probably knows that guy.
Probably. Because something he said, the exact words he said, my mom's meteorologist said the exact same thing. And I was like, that's too weird. And it was too specific for the two meteorologists to say that.
That's funny. Well, no matter what, we'll be here Monday morning because according to Beasley Media Group Charlotte, we are what's called essential personnel.
But Monday morning, we will call our weather hotline just to make sure to see if Beasley's open or closed.
That's right.
Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Hey, if you didn't hear, we had a really, really successful Manny, Roy, and Loren Secret Santa yesterday. We raised, drumroll please, Roy.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were going to play a sound effect. I'm sorry.
That's what we're looking for. We raised how much money, Lorraine?
Over $154,000.
Yeah.
I knew that was going to be good. Yes, thank you guys so much. MRL Show family, thank you guys so much for being part of Secret Santa 2018. Over $155,000 thanks to our sister stations.
Oh, yeah, I guess we are closer to 55 now, huh?
Yeah.
And they were still coming in last night.
Mm-hmm. K104.7 was part of it, V101, Power 98, and of course 103.7, today's new country. We're all part of the Secret Santa this year, so thank you guys. Did you hear real quick that Burger King's offering 1 cent Whoppers when ordered from within 600 feet of a McDonald's?
Yeah, I think that's going to be a bit of a... That's dangerous.
Yeah.
They're giving them a discount to go to the competitor to then go back to you.
Let's talk about that. So we're going to talk about things everyone cleans up when they're in a relationship.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Well, dangerous marketing scheme, if you ask me. Burger King's is offering a penny Whopper as long as you order it from McDonald's.
Explain that concept, Roy.
So if you are within 600 feet of a McDonald's, Burger King on their app has all the McDonald's geofenced that when you're at that McDonald's, it unlocks the penny Whopper.
So you have to be at the McDonald's in order to get the coupon, and then you have to leave the McDonald's and go to Burger King.
You have to then immediately order it through the app while you're at McDonald's, and then by the time you drive to the Burger King, it should be ready for you.
Huh.
So the risk is you get to McDonald's and maybe the Burger King app thing's not working. Well, guess where you're going to eat?
Yeah.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
Or
I'm still probably going to get fries from McDonald's, too.
Better yet, you're going to be like, why would I mean, I'm at McDonald's. Why would I go all the way to Burger King?
But I mean, I think their plan is like you want a Whopper, so go to McDonald's to order the Whopper. I think that's kind of...
Well, see, I would think their plan is just try to... I don't know what their plan is.
It's like, to take people away from it. But you have to think, it's got to be a Burger King that's decently close. Like, you know, one's on one corner and one's on the other.
Because it's also requiring the customers to be thinking about Burger King when they're going to McDonald's, which is a win. Which is a win. But, like, I don't know how many people would do that.
By the way, completely out of the blue, I was talking to somebody the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. They said, do you know how badass the Wendy's Twitter is?
Yeah, it's pretty bad, eh?
They said it comes from Charlotte, that Wendy's has a southern headquarters.
Yes.
off of 77 and that the social media person that tweets the all those funny tweets is here in Charlotte.
It's off of Poplar Road. I met somebody from the corporate office here.
I can't confirm that, but they said that's where it comes from. I was like, so that's awesome. That person's here?
I kind of believe that. And I would imagine then that the same person runs Charlotte Douglas International Airports because they're also super sassy.
Oh, yeah. They are.
I didn't know that. I'm now going to go check that.
Oh, yeah. They're real sassy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They're funny. Hold on. Let me see. Wendy's just did. They just tweeted something, a funny tweet out the other day. Mm-hmm. Wendy's did.
Do you think that we can maybe get Wendy's to tweet something on our, like, if we can, you know what I mean? Like, if maybe the person that tweets for Wendy's is listening to this radio show right now, we can convince them to say something.
Like, that would be one way to find out whether or not they're here.
Yeah, just tweet
like,
at them.
Like, if you are working for Wendy's and you do the tweets, put in an emoji in your next tweet. You know, that way it's like a subtle.
Use two periods.
Yeah. You know?
Hey, speaking of people that listen to us, who were you telling us yesterday at Secret Santa off the air that's a fan of the MRL show?
So it's like, so I have a buddy in radio, and evidently Joe Gibbs, you know Joe Gibbs Racing? Joe Gibbs has a book out, and he does like motivational stuff, which I never knew. And he's doing a radio tour, and him and like his best friend is, or his business partner was there, and they were talking about how their kids listen to the Central Surveys.
Okay.
And they love our show.
Yes. Oh, cool. I did a tour up there with Dean, and they're all big fans of the MRL show.
Yeah. So, like, they came from the top dog.
Yeah, that's
Joe
awesome.
Gibbs, yeah. And his best friend. Like, they're all big fans of our show.
Yeah. His best buddy's like, the one that gave me the tour.
Really?
I feel bad because I can't remember his name, Brian or Mike or something like that. But he's a really, really nice guy.
But, yeah, he's like, yeah, I have a good friend in you know, Charlotte Radio. And the guy's like, oh, well, we love the radio stations in Charlotte. And then when they told him, it was.
Here's more fire that Wendy's might be coming out of Charlotte. Nicole, producer Nicole, you're going to love this. Kelvin Benjamin used to be a wide receiver for the Panthers. We traded him to the Bills. And you might remember that video. He said some bad things about Cam, and Cam confronted him on the field. Remember that, Roy? We played that in here.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So Kelvin Benjamin got released by the Bills.
Okay.
He's no longer a Bill. Somebody tweeted, breaking news, Wendy's signs Kelvin Benjamin, in which Wendy's official Twitter says, nah.
Meaning
that maybe they are in Charlotte.
Maybe.
Because if you're from another city, what do you care about Kelvin Benjamin?
Right.
You don't have the beef. Ooh, that's exciting stuff.
All right. Wendy's Twitter social media team, put an emoji in your next tweet if you listen to this radio program. They probably don't.
And if you write Ace and TJ.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, Loren, maybe you could relate to this at one point when you had a breakup and you started a new relationship.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Cosmo, and there are things everyone cleanses when entering a new relationship, as far as a female goes.
All right.
If you're in a mushy-gushy in-love thing, and then you're getting into a new relationship, and you're trying to get rid of your old annoying skeleton so they don't come out to play, these are the five things that you clean out.
Let's see.
Well, all right, number one is your underwear drawer.
Oh.
83% of people surveyed said that their underwear drawer is the first thing to be cleaned out.
Really?
Maybe it's to rid yourself of those worn down panties that you've been meaning to throw away, or maybe it's because you invested in some super cute underwear that you wore in your last relationship.
And it reminds you of him. Interesting.
The next thing you clean out when you start a new relationship is your phone contacts, like the exes and exes' friends, and maybe you have exes' relatives' numbers in your phone.
Yeah.
Got to clean that out. This one's interesting. Your mattress.
Really? Those are expensive. I'm not throwing out my mattress.
They say you should keep a mattress for like an average of like 10 years, which is why Mattress Firm is on every corner. But if you have someone else sleeping in your bed, you want to get rid of your old mattress to get rid of the old ghosts.
No.
Okay, so you don't agree with that one?
No. Nobody's throwing out their mattress.
What about houseware? It's true. Glasses, plates, utensils, anything that he might have left at your house, you're going to get rid of. Even though you can use it, you'll go buy your own.
Of his. Yeah, I can get down with that.
63% of people say that they've thrown out spoons, forks, and knives and other houseware that was left behind by the ex.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I have everything. I can keep my stuff for years.
It's like a hodgepodge.
Yeah, I got Cubs for years.
The last one is toss out your ex's college sweatshirt already. Yeah, it's soft. Yeah, his t-shirt is soft as can be, and you love sleeping in it in the middle of summer.
Aw, don't throw it away. Let's burn it!
Ex-boyfriend bonfire. Hey, y'all.
Cosmo actually says, don't worry, your new bae will let you borrow his shirt at some point, too. And then you'll do the whole cycle all over again.
It's a vicious cycle.
It is. Amanda still has some stuff of an ex.
She does?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't care?
Yeah, I think it's like a hat. She doesn't wear it much anymore. And like a t-shirt.
If she gets angry at you, does she go put on the t-shirt?
I should keep my eyes open for that.
Yeah. She's, if you don't like do the dishes, she puts a hat on.
Maybe he wouldn't notice. He's like so oblivious. Amanda would be like, hi, do you like my t-shirt? And he'd be like, yeah, I mean, it's okay.
I really am so oblivious. I made a joking 50 Shades of Grey joke last night. And she's like, it won't work. My boyfriend already tried it. And I was like, haha. And then like I took a shower. And while I'm in the shower, I'm like, wait a minute. Meanie, you can easily be cheated on, bro. She knows the hours you work.
Right.
Like, if we go off the air, she can throw him out of the house. Like, look, you got 20 minutes.
Yeah, because it's going to take him a while to get here.
Yeah, I know she wouldn't, but still, isn't that funny? It's always the people that have no idea.
Yep.
Mm. All right, enjoy your weekend, everybody. Stay safe in that so-called winter storm. We'll be here Monday morning. And don't forget to check out the Mock Made podcast. Available now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.